Okay, that was Cold Blood. Those guys were from San Francisco. We heard I Can't Stay. That is off of Sisyphus from 1970. Before that, Paladin with Dance of the Cobra. That is off of Paladin from 72. Paladin was a band started by Terry Reed's band that was Pete Solly and Keith Webb. Terry Reed's band was a power trio at that point. So those two guys, after playing with Terry Reed, they started a prog rock band called Paladin. So very cool. All right. Before Paladin, we heard Fanny Adams from Australia, and we heard Ain't No Loving Left off of Fanny Adams from 1971. Before that, Blue Oyster Cult on vinyl with Sinful Love off of Agents of Fortune from 1976. Cheap Trick gave us Need Your Love off of Live at Budokan from 78. That was on vinyl. Why don't you hear that song on the radio? Why? They did more than I want you to want me. You know what I mean? So that was that set of music, gang. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Mike Conway, and we have one more hour. Belinda comes in, so I'm going to keep playing stuff. We are going to Texas. The year is 1970, and if you were Texas in 1970, I'm almost positive you sounded like this.
to be spoken. Intentions made clear. Your love comes upon me in the still morning light. Crystalline mornings make the shadows seem right. Won't you come away with me? 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 Moving into sweet darkness, gently touching the night.
Because of you, baby. Oh, because.
Well, that was abrupt. That was Nitzinger with God Bless the Pervert off of One Foot in History from 1973. Before that, Jordy featuring Brian Johnson on vocals before he joined AC/DC. We heard All Because of You off of Hope You Like It from 73. The Mike Quattro Jam Band. Yes, part of the Quattro family. Mike Quattro Jam Band with Won't You Come Away off of Look Deeply Into the Mirror from 1973. Featuring Ted Nugent on guitar. Go figure that one out. The Electric Light Orchestra on vinyl gave us From the Sun to the World, Boogie Number One, and that is off of Electric Light Orchestra 2, also from 73. And that was that set of music, gang. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We have a half hour left, so I'm going to shut up, and we're going to go to the Netherlands.
boatman rows to the sound of his heartbeat, loud in the silent approach of the dawn. He glanced through the window at mist on the lake, which hung like a shroud in the still of the morn. The silver cobwebs spun with the dew hung from the bushes in filigree splendor, and water lilies asleep on the lake were reflected so delicate, tranquil and tender. The boatman sighed as he strode through the woods to the place where his boat lay moored to a stake. The hollow sound of his footsteps echoed until the sound was lost on the lake. He cast off, pulling the boat from the shore, peering ahead through the damp clinging haze. He thought that he saw strange swirling shapes trick on the eyes that the mist often plays. So intent was the boatman on crossing the lake that he failed to notice the current that flowed, leading his boat from familiar paths. He was firmly yet somehow unknowingly towed. All at once the mist seemed to lift, sufficient to show the boatman a pool that he'd never seen in the whole of his life. Unnaturally deep and silent and cool, the boatman's shirt clung to his back. He was sweating both from exertion and fear. He had the sensation that someone was watching. He felt the presence of somebody near. An invisible force prevented him moving. The strength of his arms was utterly sapped. The twisted bushes converged round the pool. Like a fish in a net, he was trapped. Sailing out of the water before him, the race-like form of a maiden appeared, clad in shimmering radiant robes. The maiden materialized as she neared. Which finally crowned her head with a halo of golden reflecting the sun. All of the beautiful women of time were formed all at once into one. She handed the boatman the sword she was holding, which flashed iridescent before his eyes. Excalibur surely was hardly a match for a sword that simple description defies. The boatman stood transfixed by her gaze, which reached to the depths of his very soul. To he who could conquer the evils of sin, she offered herself as a whole. And vanished before his gaze, leaving him clutching the sword in his fist. Hairs on the nape of his neck seemed to stiffen. A creature approached him from out of the mist. It was powerful, huge, and yet stupid indeed, for it held right back and failed to attack. The boatman cut its small stupid eyes, and it crashed to the ground and lay on its back. Without a warning, the sky
hangs low as a vast eagle swooped. An horrified cry escaped from his lips. It strutted before him with pride in its bearing, admiring its talon, both vicious and cruel. Taking advantage, the boatman struck fast, and the eagle slid to the depths of the pool. Terrified boatman tried moving his boat, but his bowl had grown roots in the watery deep. Alive with the coils of a snake, and all he could hear was its slither and creep. It coughed, and in despair at the boatman, slid into the water and swam to the boat. He stood hypnotized by its green jealous eyes, but it came from the water and coiled round his throat. His breath came in gasps as he choked slow. He lifted his sword in despair. As the snake was still gloating, he severed its head, and in death the snake's coils flashed wild in the air. The boatman wiped the sweat from his brow. His heart was pounding as never before. His eyes like a lizard's tongue darted around, not daring to rest for a second no more. Voluntary shiver went up his spine, and he heard the sound of eerie howls. Wolf appeared on the banks of the pool, saliva dripped from its loathsome jaws. Hatred smoldered deep in his eyes, which glowed like coals from Hades' fire. It seemed to grow as it crossed its mouth, and watched as the boatman began to tire. Almost as though the wolf had learned, for it did not attack as the others had done. Was right, then sprang out of the boatman, fled into the sun. But the boatman too had learned to hold back, and holding his sword as though a knife, he plunged it deep into the wolf's heart, then fell to his knees and prayed for his life.
As he felt and on his shoulder he whirled to find the maiden by his side. She smiled and the world seemed to open before him. He tried to speak, but his tongue was tied. "You must plunge the sword deep into my heart, lest I should crumble into dust." She offered the boatman the meaning of life and love, if he could but conquer lust. She bared her breast before his eyes. The birdman still was triggered dumb. He flung the sword back into the water, back to the depths from which it had come. The mortar on him began to boil. The maiden began to wither away. His mouth was swamped as the creatures arose, and evil lived for another day.
On payday, Don't forget to feed the pig. For more savings tips, visit feedthepig.org.
Electric guitars for grooving it loud. If you wanna.
That was Eric Burdon and the Animals, Monterey, live in Stockholm from 1968. Before that, the Straubs with The Vision of the Lady of the Lake off of Dragonfly from 1970, the first album with the Straubs that Rick Wakeman played on. He then joined the band. McKenna Mendelssohn Mainline gave us Brain Damage off of Canada, Our Home and Native Land from 1971. And guess what? They were from Canada. Before that, Livin' Blues, When the Sun Goes Down. That is off of Wang Dang Doodle from 1970. Those guys were from the Netherlands, and that was that set of music. I have one more song to play before Belinda takes over. Classic Rock Mine will be on next week, so stay tuned for that. And you can always check out the Facebook page, Classic Rock Mine. And I will say tonight many times over the course of the evening, I think, I don't even know if I said it. Anyway, dig it and dig it deep. That's what I'm trying to say. And I'll talk to you next week.
Now at 10:59, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.